This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved two major infrastructure projects worth a total of 7,616 crore rupees for the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway and doubling of 177-kilometer-long railway line. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement about the CCEA's decisions while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said the CCEA has approved the 177-kilometer-long doubling of the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section across Bihar, Jharkhand and West Bengal.
Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat doubling, ye project Bihar, Jharkhand aur Bengal ko jodne wala ek bahut hi important project hai. Is doubling ke baad mein Bhagalpur se Dumka aur usse seedha Rampurhat ki taraf gaadiyan ja sakegi aur bahut bade teerth sthal Deoghar dham ko bhi jodta hai ye. और साउथ बिहार को जो बड़ी कनेक्टिविटी चाहिए होती है टुवर्ड्स कलकत्ता टुवर्ड्स साउथ वो कनेक्टिविटी इस प्रोजेक्ट से मिलती है.
The minister said the CCEA has also approved the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway, access-controlled Mukama-Munger section of the Buxar-Bhagalpur high-speed corridor in Bihar on hybrid annuity mode. Security has been heightened along the India-Nepal border in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand in the wake of violent clashes and protests in the neighbouring country. Special vigilance is being maintained at trade checkpoints and other entry points with police and the Sashastra Seema Bal closely monitoring cross-border movement. Rail services between Nepal's Janakpur and India's Jayanagar have been suspended till further notice at the request of Nepalese authorities. In view of the ongoing unrest in Nepal, India's Ministry of External Affairs has advised its citizens to defer travel to the country until the situation has stabilized. The ministry has urged citizens to take shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets, and exercise all due caution. Meanwhile, Embassy of India in Beijing has issued an advisory for Indian citizens currently stranded in Tibet Autonomous Region while undertaking the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra organized by private tour operators through Nepal. Indian citizens have been advised to exercise due caution in view of the ongoing developments. In Nepal, a group of Gen Z representatives yesterday proposed the name of former Chief Justice Sushila Karki to lead the interim government during a gathering in Kathmandu yesterday. However, the proposal sparked discontent, with many youths gathering outside the venue to protest the decision. Our correspondent reports that after days of violent protests, relative calm has returned to the capital city as discussions around forming an interim government gained momentum. Meanwhile, to contain the unrest, the Nepal Army has extended nationwide curfew till 6 a.m. today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. During his visit to Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Modi will host the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam, in the spiritual city of Varanasi. Mauritius Prime Minister is on a state visit to India till the 16th of this month. He reached Varanasi yesterday. Later in the evening, Prime Minister Modi will undertake an aerial survey of the flood-affected areas in Uttarakhand. Mr. Modi will also chair a high-level review meeting with the officials. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that the government is actively engaging with the United States to finalize a bilateral trade agreement. Speaking at the FICCI Leeds Summit in New Delhi, Goyal stated that trade negotiations are underway with the European Union and New Zealand as well. He further added that a trade agreement with Oman is also expected to be finalized soon. The government has dismissed a manipulated video circulating on social media that falsely attributes statements of Indian Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. The video misleadingly claims that India losing Rafale jets and the S-400 air defense system to Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau in a social media post clarified that the content is fake AI-generated. India registered a dominant 9-wicket win over UAE in the Group A match of the Asia Cup 2025 held in Dubai. Chasing a modest target of 58, India cruised to victory in just 4.3 hours, losing only one wicket. Early opting to bowl, India dismissed UAE for a paltry 57 runs in just 13.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.